now at the those of you who are joining us in Mishlei at the end of the seventh parak. Until now, Vav and Zayin, until now, I've been talking about an interesting dichotomy. Chachma against Nisha Zora. Nisha Zora is interpreted by the Mefarshim one of two things. Either it's nus literally, or divine minus. We'll see in a second that's really, for the purpose of Mishlei, it's all one. Pasuk Dinis. Viata bonim shimuli. And the Perek Zayin. Viata bonim shimuli. Akshiv liyem refri. Choch nustak. The many levels of understanding what is happening. We go on in the Mishlei of the Gra. Interesting shot, an interesting mahalach. And talking about a person who's cut himself off from the world and just learning Torah Lishma. And it's an interesting gaon. Certainly wouldn't be popular in the world today, this gaon Mishlei. And someone comes to him and says, listen, why are you sitting yourself in a corner just learning Torah Lishma? Go out to the world so that the world can benefit from it. And the question is, what is the real kavanah of the person? Kavanah of the person Torah? Kavanah of the person is to involve the person, to get him out of being Dovah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being involved in the world, and maybe ultimately to get him out of Torah. It's the Gros Mahal. If you take a look at the straightforward Mahalach, which we'll do first, there's a balance. Yeah. There are two things that Shlomo HaMelech is contrasting, and the reason it contrasts. One is Chochma, Va'at Abonim Shimuli V'asak Shivulim Refi. Now, about the Isha Zora, Znus, Minus, Al Yeshtel Drocheho Libecho Al Teisa B'Nesivoseho. Don't get involved in her derech. Derech is the main highways. Al Teisa B'Nesivoseho. Nesivoseho ruins all the side streets. Why not? Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipilo V'Atsumim Kol Harugeho. Person has two paths. And really, what the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, a human being is a very complex creation. Human being is unique in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds. He created a physical world, he created a spiritual world. And the physical world is a physical world, and the spiritual world is a spiritual world, and there's no transition. There's one part of the world that straddles both. That's a human being who is a guf and a neshama. Any human being in his life, it's a pull. What part of his being, what part of his himself will be the dominant part of his life. When we talk about Chochma against Znus, Znus is the ultimate result of looking at the human being as a totally physical being. Every human being, when he looks at himself, who is he, what is he? And different people look at themselves in different ways. My definition of myself comes from my neshama, and my goof is a means for that neshama to function in this world. That's one way of looking at yourself. There's another way of looking at myself. I'm a physical being living in a physical world, taking care of my physical needs, and my physical needs are everything that I'm concerned about. There are very different ways of looking. Growing up in a materialistic society, which every one of us has done, where one's physical needs are the dominant part of one's life, and yes, and you can even quote many psukim to that degree, and like sometimes to justify what it means. The human being looks at himself as part of his self-definition. I'm a spiritual being, and the purpose of my life is to develop myself as a spiritual being using the goof and understanding that I have to take care of myself, be it parnosa, be it whatever it is, but that's just ways of developing and taking care of my spiritual being.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do emotional needs fall?
What?
Where do emotional needs fall?
A different sort of emotional needs. Some people have emotional needs about their spiritual being, some have them about their physical being. If you read today's contemporary media, a person's ego self-definition there is their goof. Body this and body that, and my body self-image and my body this and my body that. Shaming my body, all sorts of emotions that come out of how I view myself as a physical being. They're two different perspectives of how to view a human being. Znus, and the Gaon, when he talks about viewing people and their self-image as a physical being, distinguishes between taiva and chemda. But probably in today's world, the two most powerful tools in the definition of myself as a physical being are Taivas HaZnus and Taivas HaMoman. Taivas HaMoman is a very strange Taiva, because if you have $200 billion and you're trying to make $300 billion, there's just a limit to how many steaks you can eat and how many pairs of shoes you can have and how many rooms you can have in your house, etc., etc., etc. The limit. But there's a lot of psychological, emotional issues that goes into it. It's power, it's control, and the like. And what Znus is, Znus is relating to another human being totally as a goof with a goof, without recognizing any spiritual dimension to a human being. It's stripping the human being of any spiritual identity. And that's where the dichotomy is between Chochma and Torah, talking to Znus. Who are you? What are you? What Who are you as a human being? First thing. The other Mahalach Chazal had in these Pesukim, it's also talking about Minus. We say, Lo Sosuru Achre Levavichem V'Achre Einechem. There's no Zeminus. Human beings are very complex. Complex human beings. Some people sit plain out Bali Taiva. They don't have to justify it with anything. Chazal tell us, Lo Ovdi Yisrael Abod Azorah Lo Hati Lohem Di Arayas Bafayas. They, what was one of the pool to Abod Azorah? Gili Arayas. What does Abod Azorah in reality tell people? It says that even for the people who worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize Malchus Shemayim, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of everything and the source of everything, and you have to deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the cause and source of everything for every Hatzlach in this world, but there's a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes demands on us how to lead our lives in a certain way. But if we can deal with all the forces in this world, like Abu Azara did, we can get, so then, I'm not meshubed, in order for me to achieve prosperity, I don't have to live my life by all those restrictions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on me. It's a much more convenient way of looking. What's one of the problems with the mentality of evolution? Mentality of evolution, besides everything else, is who's a human being? The idea that a human being just is sort of an accident in this world and not essentially different than our cousins, the gorillas, is I'm an animal. A sophisticated animal. An intelligent animal, and I'm an animal. And release people of responsibility for their lives. Probably the most startling example of that is what happened to Klal Yisrael and the Parshas Bullock and Pinchas. Klal Yisrael had been in the Midbar 40 years. They lived a life of Nisim. I don't know, I call it, it's the Mon, it's the Mayim, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu actively in front of them. They were learning Torah all day from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, so how do such a people end up worshiping for one of the lowest and most disgusting Avodah Zarah around? The answer is Benosmo. You want Benosmo, you have to come with all sorts of mental gymnastics in order to justify it. Vatabonim Shimuli. So he's saying, now Vatabonim. Hakshivulim Refi. Al Yash del Drochehu Libecho. Al Tesa ben Sivaseho. Why? Because this whole direction of viewing yourself ultimately and focusing on your physical identity, and that's who and what you are. Rab Mechalon, he peel of Atsum and Kolaru Goral. So, says the Malbim, what does it mean? Rab Mechalon, he peel of. Gamal Yiftach Betzikoso Shal Yovo Lide Aveyu Veyesim and Sivosah Haktanim. Ki Atzumim Kol Agur Geho Anoshim Shor Gehem Atzumim V'Giborim B'Toru B'Yiro. Don't put yourself in a situation, yes. I built myself in Torah. No. and go out and have a sort of and enjoy the world. Depends how and what you do. You do it as part of your Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it becomes a separate goal. As a separate goal, says the Malbim, Rabim Chalol Mipila. Anoshin Shahargo Heim Atsumim V'Giborim B'Toru U'B'Yira. It's a massive insight. Darchin Shal Beisa. Halo Chochma Fosikas. Tikra Usfuna Titen Kolo. Now, all these psukim are telling me one thing. There's a lot here that until now is how I view myself and who and what I am as a human being. Every human being has physical needs. It's not a question. Every human being has to address those physical needs and make sure those physical needs are taken care of. But Shlomo HaMelech says, yes, that has nothing to do with who and what you are. Those are needs that you have. Now, he goes through Barosh Meroma Malay Derech based in Sivusah HaNitz. Liad Sha'arim Lifikram of Opsochim. Aleichem Ishim Ekra B'Kholi Obneyot. Kodesh Baruch Hu named the Torah. Torah screaming out to us. Just pay attention to my message and don't get distracted. Havinu Pesoyim Ormo Uksilim Havinu Leif. This pasuk is interpreted by most Mefarshim. Paul success when Moshe Rabbeinu, take a look when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the tzivui to Yehoshua. Says Lo Yomu Seif HaTorah Zemi Picho Vagisa Bo Yomu V'Loyla L'man Tishmo Lasas Kol Chosuko. So Yeshua is now having an unbelievable task. There's one person you wouldn't want to have to fill the shoes of. It's a Moshe Rabbeinu, of course. Those are hard shoes to fill. He has to take Klal Yisrael, bring them to Eretz Yisrael, set their lives up. The job itself is overwhelming. So what does Kadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Yerak chazak v'matzmod. Lishmo lasos g'chol ha-Torah asher tziv sh'mosh ha-avdi. Listen to the Torah completely. Al tos m'menu yomenu smol. Don't deviate anything. L'man taska b'chol asher telech. That's an amazing pasuk. Because you want to understand how to function day in, day out in the life that you have in the impossible task that's in front of you, it's Torah. He begins with mitzvahs, but then he says more. Learn it day and night, because then you'll keep the Torah. Then your functioning in this world will be proper, and you know how to succeed. When David HaMelech gives a command to Shlomo HaMelech, he tells him the same thing. What they're saying is as follows. As one moves through this world, the physical world, in order to succeed, you also need Torah. Torah is not a technicality. Okay, you learn Torah to get your Olam Haba, but Torah is not a guide for the day in, day out of life. No, Torah is a guide for day in, day out. Sometimes people make a mistake. They feel that Torah, if it's done really without any compromises, is an impediment to success in this world. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua, David HaMelech told Shlomo, what Shlomo HaMelech is saying here, no, don't make such a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Torah. Gives a Torah that is meant to be used in this world in order to deal with this world, in order to succeed in this world. And if sometimes keeping the Torah may strike you as interfering with your success, so some people say, okay, what can I do? Torah is declaring me a failure. Torah never turned anyone into a failure. Torah is saying what you may think is going to help you succeed. Keeping Torah never hurt anyone's success in Olam Hazeh and Adrab. It helped him. It helps one's success. Havinu Psoim Orma. By going through Torah, even in a pesi, even a fool, is going to learn the wisdom that is going to take him to succeed in this world. Uksilim Havinu Lei. It's a very powerful passage. Same as the pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua or David HaMelech told Shlomo. If you think Torah is a hindrance, no. Torah is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't set up the Torah in a way that it's disconnected from this world. The Torah is set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, runs the world as our blueprint how to function in this world. Shimu, but I don't only talk to the psoyim, the fools, and the simple people who can get some wisdom from the Torah. Shimu kinegidim adabra, talking to the wealthy, successful people. Yeah.
The long-term success, is that in Olam Hazeh or in Olam
Haba? Both. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua? You want to succeed in this world? It's Torah. What is David HaMelech told Shlomo? You want to succeed in this world? Now, long-term. Sometimes I think my grandfather came to the United States in 1898. He was an 18-year-old buffer all by himself. He came to the city of Boston. And his parents were nervous what's going to happen to this 18-year-old buffer all by himself in the United States. He was coming from Romania. So right, he has an uncle who's going to take care of him. Got off the boat. His uncle meets him. His uncle tells him, listen, I'm not what I once was back in Europe. You want to join me in this new world? Fine. Otherwise, goodbye. My grandfather, you know, the Shabbos in this world, his gosh, say goodbye all by himself. He trained himself to be a tailor before he came. So, like a lot of people in that way, you don't work Shabbos, don't come back Monday. Okay. These are nishanas. What was the short term? The short term is he's an 18-year-old boy all by himself in a brand new country, doesn't speak the language, off the boat. This is Shabbos. Okay, so he ended up selling eggs door to door. Right? Baruch Hashem, he built himself up a very successful egg business. Short term, he was declaring himself into poverty, right? But there's a certain bitachon. Bitachon is that, yes, I'm giving up the short term, after the Baruch Hu said, I'll take care of me in the long term. And listening to Torah is not going to destroy me. I'm saying to have it done, but if I look at the people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I give you Torah as a way of functioning in this world. That's the way you have to function in this world. And if you live by the rules, doesn't mean you can't succeed in this world. The rules aren't made so you don't succeed in this world. You shouldn't say, oh, the rules are only just to get all the Mabba. No. The rules were made as a way of functioning in this world as well. And that's exactly what the Pesukim, as I said, when Yeshua didn't only have an unbelievable task. The practical taking Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael and setting Klal Yisrael up in Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's a daunting task. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but it's not only a daunting task in Ruchnis, just physically arranging that whole situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just begin realizing no shortcuts on the top, and then you'll succeed in everything you do. Also, the B'chol HaShetas. When David HaMelech, who had established the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, was giving it over to Shlomo. Now, running a successful melucha, it's not just my private getting to Olam Haba. It's functioning in this world in a total way. And all David HaMelech could tell Shlomo, remember, the Torah is your guide to how to run the Malchus. And that's how you're going to be able to run the Malchus. It's a tremendous practical day in, day out. Don't think that by cutting edges, cutting corners, that's when I have to run the Malchus, what can I do? I have this job. No. It's exactly what the politics of Tahar HaMelech told him. No. Never think that. Short term it may be, and in the long term it never works.
So why do we therefore find people who didn't succeed as well?
What?
Why do we find people who are sharing the Torah mitzvahs who didn't succeed as well?
I have no idea. Why do we find people who aren't sharing the Torah mitzvahs who don't succeed in this world? But the fact that we keep to our mitzvahs is not going to help you in this world. There are many reasons people succeed in this world. Many reasons people don't succeed in this world. But Shmir's Torah mitzvahs is just listening to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you this is how you have to function in this world. It's not going to hurt you in this world. That's what we're supposed to say. I know a lot of people who don't keep Torah mitzvahs or haven't earned a penny in their lives. They're totally incapable of doing it. So, now, okay, we'll stop here. And we'll continue.